and finding the nuances of, you know, the radio signals through the ionosphere and all that other stuff as I get my license for the extra, and communicating that way like it was meant to be, so that when you don't have power or you don't have cell phones, that you can communicate still through battery power or whatever it may be. Over.
Yeah, very good, Richard. Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Kilo Juliet. So you say you're just newly licensed. So what really got you into ham radio there, Richard? Over.
Yeah, I think just kind of looking for something, new hobby, and like I said, the hurricane that came through between North Carolina and Tennessee really opened my eyes to kind of the other side of maybe prepper mentality, if you will, of, hey, how do you communicate if cell phones are down and the chips are down and you know, there's anarchy in the streets or whatever? How do you communicate needs and across county, across city, state, country, whatever it may be? But looking for another method to talk to other people. Over.
Yeah, very good there, Richard. Well, this is, I always say that ham radio is a hobby of a thousand rooms. Actually, my last endeavor into the hobby is, I'm not sure if I mentioned this or not, but it was the Pico balloons. There's actually about 250 of them circling the earth. And on my QRZ, if you take a look at it, you'll actually see the, I got a spreadsheet there with all the balloons that are circling the earth. And for me, it just keeps my mind busy in my retirement years, and it keeps me focused. And that way there, I don't lose my mind, so to speak. And every morning I wake up to see where my balloon is, and it's quite, it gives you something to wake up for there, Richard. Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Kilo Juliet. I'll get my tongue around it yet there, Richard. Over.
Yeah, thanks again. I keep forgetting to occasionally use my call sign, Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Kilo Juliet, just to keep me legal here on the net. But, I'll take a look at that on your QRZ. I wasn't sure what you were talking about on the balloons, but if you've got a link to it, I'll take a look at it. Over.
I'm not sure if someone else wants in there. This is Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. Any station wants to jump in there, go ahead. We'll take a pause. Well, perhaps just the station's refreshing itself. What I was going to say is, if you put my call sign down on YouTube, I think there's almost 3,000 views on it already at the launch. At least you'll be able to see what the payload looks like, and there's all kinds of information there on my QRZ. But it's quite amazing. It's such a small device. It circled the earth 6 times and now over the Panama Canal. Richard, I'll let you run. Just remember this talk group here, there's generally stations from all over the world, from Australia to Texas to the UK and Germany and Japan. So this is the talk group that you'll be able to connect to them all, and always somebody willing to take your call there when you come in there. Richard, over.
No, yeah, I do appreciate that. It's been pretty good today. I've talked to Canada now and to Germany, and before I couldn't even talk to someone 3-4 miles away in East Tennessee until I jumped on Echolink. So I do appreciate that, and it kind of opens up a whole new world for me. And anyway, yeah, this is Kilo Click for Zulu Kilo Juliet out.
Yeah, very good there, Richard. Just don't be a stranger. If you got any questions, just come on back to this node, put it in your favorites, and we'll hope to hear you in there again soon. So this is Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. We'll clear with you, and we'll be on the side. 7-3, Richard, stay safe and be well. 1 Echo Papa, portable clear.
VE1 Echo Papa, VA5 Tango Mike.
VA5 Tango Mike, VE1 Echo Papa. How you doing, Tom? And what's the weather like in Saskatchewan? Over.
Well, we started getting the snow that Randy and the boys did up north. We started getting snow pretty heavy at times. I don't know how long it's supposed to keep going. But I heard you talking about a medication. You were going to send him a picture or a link to this medication. I've got a bad problem with nasal congestion and having to blow my nose almost hourly over.
Yeah, well, this was a medication that was prompted by, I guess he called a natural doctor or a herbal doctor. Anyway, he says if you go to the pharmacist, you'll probably have to get them to order it, but it's called Benadine. I'll spell it for you. It's Bravo, Echo, Tango, Alpha, Delta, India, November, Echo. I'm not sure if you were ready to copy that, Tom. I could send you in a text there, over.
That's what I was going to ask you to do. Send it to me in a text. I did look it up on the internet, and there's 2 or 3 different products in that line. Like one for nasal congestion, one for sore throats and coughing and so on. There was 2 or 3 of them, over.
Yeah, this is a cold defense nasal spray. Yeah, we've been using it for months. And it's been working. We spray our nose before we go into malls, and we spray it when we come back out. And anytime you're around people, you spray it before you go around them, and it works. I can't tell you anything else. It just works. Over.
Roger that, roger that. I believe you. Yeah, send me that in a link in a text, and then I'll have it, because I got to go to the pharmacist in the next day or two anyway. I'm running out of medication. Okay, 73s, you have a good evening there, Emil. Back to you for a final. VA 5, Tango Mike.
Yeah, okay, Tom. Well, you take care of yourself. Drink lots of liquids there in the meantime, and I'll send you the link there via your telephone there. 73 for now. One echo, papa, portable, clear.